Scripture reading this morning will be coming from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and as transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt let me, make there three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias.
It's good to see each one of you today. We appreciate your presence so much, and we do have visitors with us, and we're so thankful you're here. I had an outstanding sermon I was going to preach today, and I woke up and I can't talk. And I was told last night I should have went to the doctor last night, but I'm going this afternoon. I don't feel bad at all. I know I don't look good, but I don't feel bad. But maybe I finally reached the age where my voice is going to change, and maybe y'all will like me a lot more in a week than you do today. I don't know. But we do appreciate your presence so very much. And we've got some friends of ours here, too. Appreciate y'all being here as well. I hope y'all have a good week fishing and enjoying yourself. Superheroes. That sounds funny, don't it? Superheroes. Who was your hero when you was growing up? You know, when we think back in life, we think back at a very young age, when we think about our superheroes, we think immediately about Superman. Everybody loves Superman. After all, he could fly, he was strong, he was fast, he could do all the things that Superman can do. But he wasn't my favorite. I liked him. I liked him all the way up to the point where I saw how they filmed the movie. And they showed the strings and the cables that was holding him. And Drew, I said, he can't really fly. Spider-Man. And if this is unbearable, I'll quit. No, I don't need water. It don't help. Spider-Man never was my superhero either. Because a lot of it was believable, but throwing a web way out and catching something and going to it, I just didn't think that could really happen, because how did they keep getting more web in all the time? But Batman was my guy, because everything that Batman would do, I thought, that's believable. And that's how I looked at it at a young teenager, at least, or a young age. I would look at it and say, I believe this, and I don't believe that. Therefore, I like this the most. And I'm afraid sometimes, and I do apologize. I know this is awful. I can hear myself. I think sometimes when we read the Bible, like we read comic books. We look at characters in the Bible and we say they're superheroes. They have special powers. They're make-believe. They can fly. They can see through things. They have unbelievable strength. They have all these things that drawed us in as a young person. And David, we would say we would like to be like that. And I guess one of the saddest days in our life is when we find out that our superheroes are make-believe. But what about when we read the Bible? What about the characters, if you will, of the Bible? Are they superheroes? No, they're not. They're super people that had super character, a super desire. A super, as Nick and I talked about this week, zeal in themselves that they wanted to be faithful to God. I'm going to start a series, and this morning will be short. I'm backing off a lot. But I'm going to start a series of lessons about some characters in the Bible that show us that they're not superheroes, but they're just like me and you. They had a faith. They had a desire. They had zeal about themselves. I looked up the word this morning, zeal. It says great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. You know, what do we need as Christians as we think about the characters that we're going to cover? What do we need in our life? We need, every one of us needs a great energy about ourselves. We went out to eat last night with Annie and Charlie and Wendy and Annie's shop for, I don't know, 2 hours, it seemed like, in one store. Charlie and I sat in the car and I said, you know, we've seen a turnaround of people 3 times. And our wives are still in the store. But we had a conversation last night about church and about him and me and our lives and our relationships. And you know, what is it that we need to keep our enthusiasm up? What is it that we need to keep our excitement up, our zeal up, that we want to live a Christian life, that we want to be faithful to God? You know, we all need these things in our life. The people that we're going to look at, we're going to think about. It's hard to grasp. As I said, they were just real people. And they really lived. They're not just made up stories. Nick brought up several in class this morning, in the adult class. They're not just made up people. They weren't put in the Bible like in a comic strip for us to look at and stand amazed and say, oh, how great they were. These characters in the Bible were put there, I believe, by God, that we can look at them and we can see ourselves. And we can compare ourselves and say, I can overcome these things. I can be faithful to God. I can go in that lion's den. I can go in that fiery furnace. I can live this life. And I can stand for God, just like Steve said in class this morning. Even though struggles may come, but my faith, I can continue to be the person that God wants me to be. These characters we're going to look at, they trusted God when it didn't make sense. You ever thought about that? The first one that comes to my mind would probably be Noah, but then I could go to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They trusted God when it didn't make sense. Think about the world we're living in today. I think this lesson, these lessons we're going to look at when I get my voice back, I think when we look at these lessons, we're going to see that it applies today so good to us. Think about the world that we're living in. Does believing in God make sense to the majority? Is staying true to God's word, does it make sense to the majority of the people when we look at the world and other countries and all the troubles that we have? They stood true to God when it wasn't popular and when things weren't going their way. They stayed true to God. We're going to look in these series of lessons and we're going to see why we stay true and why we stay faithful to God. Even when things are not going our way. Because of the difference that we can make, not only in our lives, but in other people's lives, because we stand true to God's word. These are people, these characters that we're going to look at. They're the type of people that I want to be. They're the type of people whose faith I want to have in my life. And I hope as we look at this and we challenge ourselves that we can see through these people that I can succeed and I can be this. The bottom line is that we can have that type of faith. The type of faith that we read, that many people read, maybe a bad illustration. But many people read like a comic book and think they're a superhero. We can have that type of faith. the bottom line is that we can have the type of faith because Jesus promised us that we would have faith or be able. He said we will be able to have faith that we can move mountains. And folks, that's the kind of faith I want. I want Tim Rogers to have the faith that when I look at a mountain, I say, I can move that. Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. God will see us through our problems, and we can be, as we're going to read about in these characters. Today and in the coming weeks, as we look at this series of lessons, see, what I've done is I've confused y'all today, especially you visitors. Y'all got to come back for a while. Sorry. Y'all got to come back for a while so you can hear what I really wanted to talk about. It's not even a good introduction, but my throat is hurting. Challenge yourself to think about your faith. Challenge yourself as we look in these series that we're going to be going in. And put yourself there and say, I can do that. They're real people. And so are we. They struggled. They doubted. They had days, Charles, I'm sure they wanted to quit. But they didn't. They kept fighting the fight because of their faith in God. Well, I'm going to quit, and I apologize. I thought I could go further, and I thought I could say more, but I can't. But we are proud that you're here. And if we can help you in any way today, if you're hurting in some way in your life with God and you have sin in your life, this congregation will be happy to pray with you and for you. If you're willing to come back to God today, then we want to assist you. If you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you're willing to turn away from your sin, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then today you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. If we can help you in any way, won't you come while we sing?